كل الأخبار المتعلقة بالتكنولوجيا والشركات الناشئة يوم بيوم في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في.
صباح الخير وأهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم تك بالعربي، معكم أنا هالة بسام ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي. خلونا نحكي بآخر الأخبار بعالم التكنولوجيا لليوم، وأهم العناوين لليوم بدنا نحكي عن الكشف عن موعد إطلاق آيفون 14، أيضا عن ثغرة أمنية في تطبيق زوم وتليجرام اللي عم يطلق ميزات جديدة. وبداية أكيد نغطي خبر عملاقة التكنولوجيا شركة أبل، وتحديدا إطلاق وموعد إطلاق آيفون المنتظر. تستهدف شركة أبل عقد مؤتمر للكشف عن هاتف آيفون 14 تحديداً في 7 سبتمبر، حيث ستطرح الشركة أحدث إصدار من منتج بيولد أكثر من نصف مبيعاتها. رح تبدأ أجهزة آيفون تحديداً الجديدة موسم مزدحم بالمنتجات تحديداً في الخريف القادم، واللي رح يشمل أيضاً الكشف عن العديد من أجهزة ماك الجديدة وأجهزة آيباد أيضاً المنخفضة وعالية الجودة وثلاثة طرازات من ساعات أبل ووتش. تعمل الآن أبل على تحديث منتجها الرئيسي في وقت غير مستقر بالنسبة لهذه الصناعة، حيث بدأت مبيعات الهواتف الذكية في الظهور مع تأقلم المستهلكين مع التضخم وأيضا الاقتصاد المهتز بالفترة الأخيرة، ولكن يبدو أن أداء أبل عم بيتفوق على نظيراتها ومنافسيها، فقد حققت مبيعات جيدة من آيفون في الربع الأخير. وقد أشارت أيضا الشركة إلى الموردين بأنها لا تتوقع حدوث انخفاض في الطلب، لذلك يبدو أن هاتف آيفون 14 القياسي مشابه لجهاز آيفون 13، على الرغم من أن الشركة رح تلغي إصدار ميني البالغ حجمه 5.4 بوصة ورح تضيف نموذج بشاشة 6.7 بوصة، ورح تكون هاي المرة الأولى اللي بتطلق فيها أبل جهاز آيفون بشاشة بهذا الحجم بخلاف إصدار برو. عم بتخطط الشركة لتغييرات أكبر لخط آيفون 14 برو، حيث ستقوم باستبدال فتحة الكاميرا الأمامية بفتحة أخرى على شكل حبة لتضم مستشعرات الوجه وأيضا منطقة بحجم الثقب لتتضمن الكاميرا. رح يعطي هذا الموضوع المستخدمين مساحة شاشة أكبر قليلا، واللي هو الشيء اللي كتير عالم بفضله. وبتضيف أيضا الشركة معالج أسرع إلى آيفون 14 برو، وبغضون ذلك رح تحتفظ أبل بشريحة A15 الموجودة في الإصدار السابق في طرازات آيفون 14 العادية أيضا، ورح تكون أهم التغييرات في فئة برو على نظام الكاميرا، ورح يظهر الشكل بشكل أكبر قليلا للمستهلكين مثل ما ذكرنا. ورح تحصل طرازات برو على كاميرا بزاوية عريضة بدقة 48 ميجا بكسل، إلى جانب أخرى فائقة الدقة بدقة 12 ميجا بكسل أيضا، ومستشعرات تيليغرافي أيضا. عم بتخطط أبل لإدخال تحسينات على تسجيل الفيديو وعمر البطارية، وهي من أكثر الميزات اللي الناس بتطلبها تحديدا في الأبل، وكتير في ناس بتعاني بموضوع تحديدا منتجات أبل، وعم نحكي بالأخص عن الآيفون اللي هو موضوع عمر البطارية إنه ما بيضاين لفترة طويلة. أما إذا بدنا ننتقل إلى ثاني خبر معنا ولليوم ونحكي عن منصة زوم اللي انتشرت بشكل كبير منذ وقت الجائحة. أعلنت زوم الآن عن تحديث جديد لأجهزة ماك تحديداً، وجاء هذا التحديث مع بعض الإصلاحات الأمنية، حيث كانت هناك ثغرة أمنية خطيرة جداً بتأثر على ميزة التحديثات التلقائية تحديداً في برنامج زوم ماك، وتم حل هذه المشكلة من خلال التحديث الجديد المتاح حالياً لتطبيق زوم ماك أو إس. حيث قالت شركة زوم أيضاً أنه تطبيق زوم بيحتوي فعلاً على ثغرة أمنية، وهي خاصة بعملية تحديث التلقائي للتطبيق، وبالواقع تم تصحيح هذه الثغرة الأمنية مباشرة من خلال فريق زوم. لذلك إذا كنت من مستخدمي أجهزة ماك فأنت بحاجة فوراً لهذا التحديث الجديد من أجل تجنب أي مشاكل في تطبيق زوم. أما عن آخر خبر معنا لليوم عن آخر الميزات اللي تم إطلاقها من منصة تيليجرام، طبعا تعد شركة تيليجرام واحدة من أهم وأحدث شركات التكنولوجيا اللي بتتمتع بشعبية كبيرة في جميع أنحاء العالم، وقد اكتسبت هذه الشركة شعبية كبيرة أيضا بفضل الميزات الرائعة اللي عم بقدمها تطبيق تيليجرام. تطبيق تيليجرام وصل إلى أكثر من 550 مليون مستخدم بناء على الإحصاءات الصادرة من تيليجرام نفسه. ومن بين المزايا اللي قدمتها شركة تيليجرام في الآونة الأخيرة هي ميزة ردود الفعل وأيضا الإيموجيز والرموز التعبيرية والرسوم المتحركة والملصقات في المحادثات في الصفحات وحتى المجموعات. كما قدمت منصة واتساب أيضا هذه الميزة على المحادثات والمجموعات الفردية. للإشارة أيضا فإن تيليجرام أتاحت أيضا خدمتها المدفوعة تيليجرام بريميوم داخل التطبيق، وبتحتوي هذه الخدمة على الكثير من الستيكرز والملصقات والرموز التعبيرية الإيموجيز الغير متوفرة في الإصدار المجاني. وبتعمل تيليجرام الآن على تقديم العديد من الرموز الجديدة، وأثارت هذه الرموز الجديدة إعجاب العديد من مستخدمي التطبيق بعد ما نشرت الشركة حزمة من الرموز عبر الإنترنت، طبعا مما زاد عدد مشتركي الخدمة. وفعلا للناس اللي بتستخدم تيليجرام بكثرة، حتى لما بتكون يعني تعملوا تعبير على الرد اللي موجود، فقط أنتم محدد لكم عدد محدد من الإيموجيز مو أكثر، ولكن إذا بدكم كل الإيموجيز تكون متاحة لكم فلازم تشتركوا بتليجرام بريميوم. حركة ذكية جدا من تليجرام، وفي كتير ناس بتستخدمه حتى للمجموعات، وتحديدا بسبب الخصوصية وسياسة الخصوصية اللي بتتبعها تليجرام. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم، ولكن خليكم معنا بعد الفاصل مقابلتنا مع ريبيكا أندروس خبيرة الانتقال والتحول الوظيفي. خليكم معنا ولا تروحوا لبعيد.
Okay guys, we love smashy business news, but Augustus Media is much more than that.
That's right, we are a content house, and along with smashy, Augustus Media creates heaps of content, like the Love in Dubai show.
I'm Casey, that's Simran, we're your hosts of the Love in Dubai show.
And we're back with our guest in the studio, Rebecca, career transition expert. Welcome to the show and thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Hala.
So today we're talking about careers, but also from the tech aspect. Can you tell us more about how the tech like transformed the career and the recruitment sector, especially in the last period of time and during COVID?
Definitely. So technology has actually helped people to move, getting the right choices of career. They have just not been instrumental in choosing your career path, but they've also been instrumental in making your life decisions. Okay, so more than ever, COVID has actually taught us how to be technically sound and how to run your business on technology.
100%.
So because of that, many job opportunities have started, and most of the IT roles and many roles have started because of COVID situation. Mm-hmm. And you would know even a very small time business is right now online, right?
Yeah.
So because of that, the IT jobs have opened up quite a bit. And how recruiters have actually started looking at recruitment of people through technology is by two ways. One is definitely, which we all know, the traditional method of looking at it is the job boards. Mm. It is like looking at from LinkedIn, from Indeed, ZipRecruiter. There are many platforms which is available for you and I to search a job in case we are looking for.
Yeah.
But generally for job seekers, apart from the traditional way of looking for jobs, they've also started doing video resumes right now. So when I speak to students at the universities and I speak to people at the corporate level, they all are looking to move on to video resumes. The very reason is because they want to feel more confident and tell people that it's just not the CV. You're not just looking at my CV and hiring me, but now you can look at myself as well. So that way technology has moved, and there is one particular platform which only uploads video resumes and it doesn't have anything else to do with just Word document files. So that way, video resumes has also
It's a huge shift, right, in the even applying for a job and everything, and the recruitment in general. Like before, it used to be an email with a cover letter and the CV, and it has a very, very rigid kind of a structure.
True.
Now, it's more of like actually people are getting very creative in the way they're applying for a job. Some of them are doing TikTok videos and sending it to the CEO of the company.
True.
And the competition is actually high now.
Yes, yes, it is, it is. That's the reason why getting into technology is now better than any time before. Because once I also uploaded a video on my social media saying that what are the top five jobs for 2022, and you'd be surprised to know all the top five jobs, which is the high paying, is all tech jobs.
Tell us, what are the jobs?
Okay, so the first one being data scientists. Second is UI UX designers. And the third would be anything to do with cybersecurity. And then it would be anything to do with data analytics and things
like
that.
Everything related to tech and data. And it's a huge, as you said, even during COVID, we've seen a lot of companies and even startups turn from even retail in real life in malls to online stores.
Yes.
Like they had to, because otherwise, like people would not reach that or do sales or anything.
True. Even a very small-time business right now needs that platform. And because of that, you see the designing expertise which is coming in. So once a very old-fashioned website is now given the complete facelift, and they look amazing. And that is the work of the UI UX designers.
100%.
Yeah, that's how it is.
But I have a question about those jobs as well, because some of them, people would rather hire, like, for instance, freelancers for them and pay them less, and they could hire freelancers abroad as well for such jobs.
Yes.
So what's your take on that?
It definitely depends on the budget of the company and also the volume of business that you do. If you're a startup and you're looking to just do a, you know, a small website and you would like to just start attracting customers, having working with a freelancer is absolutely fine because you do not have that volume of business right now. Definitely it's on the budget and the volume.
Yeah, and I agree also, like, if your business is fully like focused on the website and you need someone to have maintenance the whole time of the website and keeps track of everything, and as you said, data is very important.
Correct.
As well. So I think it needs an in-house kind of a tech team as
Absolutely,
well.
Yes.
But also talking about sending videos when applying and things like that, how important it is to have an active social platforms, because I feel now people actually check your personal social media when hiring you.
Yes, it is very much in practice. And I've had instances when I do recruitments and I do talent acquisition for companies. I have a way of going and checking the social media, either in a LinkedIn or just a casual social media check of the person.
Yeah.
It's very important because we need to know where their interests are, what they do, and especially when it comes to certain critical roles, strategic roles in a company, it's important to know the person's background, opinions, and how they actually portray themselves in the real world, you know. So in because of that, it's extremely important to be vigilant on social media and to always have a note of what you're posting, what you're talking, and always your opinions, you know, people are watching.
Exactly. If you're online, khalas, that's it. Like everything people can check. What's the perfect like candidate on LinkedIn, let's say? Let's talk about their profile. Do they interact? Do they post? Or because some people use LinkedIn just as a platform to apply for jobs.
Yes, yes. Perfect candidate. So if I'm looking for a candidate on LinkedIn, obviously I will look at the latest updated profile of the person, because if someone has not updated their LinkedIn profile for past year and a half, then I know that there's nothing happening and they've just been doing their own work. Or maybe the person is not really interested in social media. Mm-hmm. But if you are a person who wants to, you know, be active and you want to be recognized or even seen on social media, it's important to be updating right from your their profile picture, because yeah. I've seen people who have not updated their profile picture for 10 years and we don't know who is, how do they look right
how
now.
How do they look right now?
So it does happen. So it's important to be updated. So that would be my an ideal candidate, because I know what, where they are, what they're doing and things like that.
Interesting. And a lot of people also use the feature of open to work as well, which is provided by LinkedIn.
Yes.
So what do you think of that?
It's a very personal choice.
Because some people keep it open.
Open all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a very personal choice. If you would like to keep it open to work and show the world that you're available for a job, it's a choice. But some people do not do that because they don't want to tell everyone that I'm looking for a job. And it definitely depends on the and the level of work you are at in your seniority and things like
100%.
That. So I would personally not recommend to keep it as open to work, because it just shows that you're available for jobs very easily.
Like you're very open for too open. That's true. Also, apart from LinkedIn and everything, let's talk about recruiters themselves, because I feel there is a transition as well in recruiting people.
Correct.
And tech is playing a huge role in that. We know when we apply for a job, there are certain keywords that we need to put, but we don't understand the behind the scenes.
Yes.
So can you tell us more about it?
Absolutely. So while you post a CV, there are people just waiting for years, waiting for a call.
Yes.
That's people don't get a job call immediately. So what is actually happening is your CV is not getting picked up by the system. Why? Because the keyword search, as you rightly mentioned, it is something called as the ATS tracker, which is available on every software which picks up a CV. And those are the ones which helps you to pick up a keyword search. And if your CV doesn't have the relevant keyword search for the job role which the person is applying, then in that case, your CV doesn't get picked up. And of course, even the number of years and so on and so forth. Now the ATS has become more AI based, that it just exactly even senses what kind of roles you have been and everything, even if it is not on the CV. So that way it has become more advanced.
Interesting. And that saves a lot of time, money as well for recruiters as well, because you're not going through thousands of CVs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that helps the business.
Very true. So along with this, there is also psychometric assessments, which has become a part of a recruitment tool right now. Many recruiters, and you will also see more than 75% of the Fortune 500 companies around the world, they use psychometric assessments as a recruitment tool. The reason why? Because they want to make double sure that they're hiring the right person, not just the CV fitment, but also the cultural fitment of the person with the organization.
That's amazing. And recruiting, it's a very interesting topic because you go through a lot.
Yes.
Can you tell us what's the worst thing someone can do in a job interview?
When they say, tell me about yourself, and they just speak about where they come from and what they've done so far, but it's nothing to do about their values, their beliefs, and what kind of a personality they are. So they're not very confident in telling about themselves. It's more about the background. So in that case, it's more like good to have, So I would always say that speak more confident about why they should hire you. What is it that you should, tell in the interview? Use the right words.
Yeah.
So that will make an impact.
What if someone goes too personal as well in his answer?
So the questioner, you mean, the interviewer?
Yeah.
It's a choice again.
Yeah.
It's a choice again whether you would like to answer it or not. And of course, different countries have different rules on what to ask and what not to ask.
100%. And then there's the famous question of where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I remember answering that question about 10 years back when I was looking for a job, and somebody asked me, where do you see yourself? And I said, I would like to be a CEO of this company. And so after that, no questions asked.
Obviously. Did you get the job though?
Yes.
Amazing. At least we have a proof that it works.
Yes.
That's amazing. I feel it's very important as well to be as real as you are in the interview, because again, if it's not a fit, it's not a fit.
Not
it's
a
good
fit.
For both of you to know early stage that it's not for
Very
you
true.
Like
Very
the
true.
Job.
Yes.
Any funny things that happened during an interview that you can recall?
Funny things, most importantly, it's the body language, yeah. which I, you know, very predominantly comes to me more than the, you know, CV and everything, because the body language, if they are not very comfortable or if they're too rigid and they don't want to open up and or they're lying in that case.
How do you know that they're lying?
I'm an ICF coach as well. So while coaching, we also learn about techniques to understand if the person is lying or not,
okay.
and which is called as a cue language. Uh-huh. So where your eyeballs are moving. So and I've kind of learned it,
yeah.
and I kind of can understand at least 90% if the person is telling the truth or not.
Interesting. Yeah. What would you do when you see someone is lying? Do you go with the flow or khalas?
I go with the flow. It's so.
It's so much fun.
You can get so much information, but you know that they're not telling the truth.
Yeah.
I just go with the flow.
Interesting. There are so many rules for interviews, which is like the way you, the outfit you wear, also coming on time, things like that.
True.
Putting your phone on the table,
yes.
like a lot of things,
yes.
to be honest.
Yes.
But also during COVID and even till now, there are so many virtual interviews.
Yes.
So what are the rules for the virtual interviews?
Oh, virtual interviews. I've had some really funny instances. Definitely, because when I used to hire from certain parts of the world where they do not understand muting when they actually have to talk to someone, the whole family is at the background. And that's how I've taken some interviews. And I had to literally tell them to, you know, get off the mic and then come back.
Yeah.
So I had to do that. But yeah, virtual interviews is not my favorite because I could not really see the real person.
Yeah.
And I really like to see them in person. Even if I've done one or two rounds of interviews virtually, and if I'm in a position to hire the person, I would definitely ask them to come and meet us in person.
Interesting. So in person still is very, very important.
It cannot get away, the human part of it, right?
Yeah,
it cannot
100%.
Get away. Yes.
If you would like to give us one advice for people who are looking for a job, especially right now.
Be real in your CV. Do not fake your CV because what you have done is what will show up even during the job itself. So just be real, do not fake, and be confident, and that's all about it. Yes.
It's very important. Even through like the transition or career shift from one place to another, I feel it's very important because the main question that will come to you is why are you doing that?
Why are you doing this? Yes, 100%. Yes. And I've always dealt with people who are in career transitions, and I deal with people who want to put 10, 15 years of work experience, and now they do not know what to do with life because they get so bored with the current job and they want to do something completely new. Mm-hmm. So I help people moving through the transition, help them to, you know, their happy spot possibly.
Because there is the fear element as
yes,
well when you're
yes,
you're doing
yes.
a huge shift.
Absolutely. So that's the role of a coach, because we guide you through the process, make you see through the maze, and you most importantly you're in your ease when
yeah.
you do the transition.
Exactly.
Yes.
Rebecca, thank you so much for the amazing insights.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to
Thank
you, Hala.
Thank you so much for all for being with us. شكرا لكل الناس اللي تابعتنا. كنا مع ريبيكا خبيرة تحول الوظيفي. حكينا عن كيف الواحد ينتقل من وظيفة إلى أخرى. ومنحكيكم نحن بكرة ومنشوفكم بحلقة جديدة من برنامج تك بالعربي. نهاركم سعيد جميعا.
مثل ما وعدناكم أخبار جديدة ومقابلات مع رواد أعمال يومياً في برنامج تك بالعربي على سماشي تي في. حملوا التطبيق الآن.